Just to set the record straight, my name is Mzwayele Manyi, the spokesperson for the Jacob Zuma Foundation. Following the media reports about President Zuma's refusal and so on NPA medical examination, etc., here's the situation. The situation at hand is that on Friday, the report was submitted to the court, and NPA has got a copy of that report. As things stand right now, the NPA is still making up its mind, or rather still dealing with the report, examining it, and doing whatever it needs to do to be able to form a view in terms of way forward. So we don't have, as we speak here and now, a formal attitude of the NPA in terms of that report. So reports that President Zuma has refused and so on, I think they are a little bit ahead of us. But I must hasten to say the issue of examining anyone requires a consent from that person. So if behind the scenes it happened that doctors went there, firstly, I want to put it on record that if that has happened in the first place, that on its own would be out of order, because the time would not have been ripe for that. And if President Zuma did indeed refuse behind the scenes, he would have acted correctly on two grounds. One, it's his constitutional right to give consent, and if he doesn't give it, that's the way the story ends. Secondly, the time to be doing second opinion had not even come, because we only have the current status of his medical situation right now. So that somewhere behind the scenes, people were busy trying to get another opinion, even before they form a view on this opinion, would have been, in our view as a foundation, out of order, as it were. So that's where things stand right now. So let's wait for the NPA to articulate its attitude. The lawyers of His Excellency President Zuma have submitted their report. So that's on our side. We've done what we need to do. The ball is on the NPA court. So we're waiting for the NPA now to pronounce its attitude on that medical report.
Whatever attitude they have an opportunity on the 9th to articulate their attitude in court. In our view, this will then be even before a position is taken on them exercising their option of examining President Zuma. So first step is to articulate if they want to examine, then it must be after those deliberations in court. And all of this, in the view of the foundation, must be subject to President Zuma consenting to it. I can't see how the court can force President Zuma to be examined against his will.